This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
DJ V Show, Doug Steffens, and up service today beside me and Kara Schillen, based in this hour of the program, is Rich McFadden, who spent many years on the air with me. He's the chief, one of the chief honchos at our originating network, Radio America. Every once in a while, he gets this urge to go on the air and tell people what he thinks.
That's right.
So, we got that. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You sent me something this week that I found interesting. It was a column in the Washington Post focused on President Trump, as many columns in the Washington Post do. He, according to this columnist, may be remembered as the most honest president in modern American history.
Yeah, I mean, the article was written by Paul Waldman, and he's, you know, obviously conservative, but I was just shocked that the Post even printed it, because basically what they do is run down the promises that Trump made during his campaign and follow up on whether he's actually gone through with those promises, and he has. Mm-hmm. If you look at of the list of the things that he promised, let me see.
Well, I'm looking at, he said he promised to enact the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history. Actually, these are the eighth largest, but he's also said our economy is the strongest it's ever been, and that may be true. If you look down around, we have a lot of debt, but the economy is kind of humming along at the right now. But he says when it comes to the real barometer of presidential truthfulness, keeping his promises, Trump is a paragon of honesty. For better or for worse, he's doing exactly what he promised he would do. For example, moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Okay. He promised to crush and destroy ISIS. And pretty much Daesh, I call them, they have been sent packing. He promised to impose travel ban on countries that he saw as posing a terrorist threat. And that ban has been upheld by the Supreme Court. Promised to punish Syria if they use chemical weapons on their people. He followed through, not once, but twice. He pledged to nominate Supreme Court justices in the mold of Justice Scalia. And now we got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. They both are not Scalia, but they've got the same attitude. I don't think anybody, you know, Scalia was pretty unique. He also pledged Ritchie to fill the federal appellate courts with young conservative judges, and so far,
yeah,
Senate's confirmed 29 of those.
Yep.
So,
and people don't see that a lot, the federal judges. I mean, everybody sees the SCOTUS judges that he's appointed and looks at that. And let me tell you something. If Trump gets reelected in 2020, he's going to get two more. So you add that to all, forget everything else. If you add that, the federal judges, the SCOTUS judges, and then all of the regulations that he's just ripping apart. He created a rule that said for every new regulation that we create, we have to get rid of two old ones. And they've done it. And he's gotten rid of hundreds of regulations that just create this bureaucratic boondoggle that everybody has to jump through in our government and in business.
A lot of the EPA stuff, Clean Power Plan, the Paris Climate Accord, more oil exploration, that kind of stuff. He has not helped, as you know, Richie, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do this weekly program and podcast called the American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The farmers are not faring well under Mr. Trump. Trade wars hurting a lot. His being, frankly, kind of a big city New Yorker. He doesn't get the sense of what agriculture is all about. He eats McDonald's hamburgers every day, so what the hell does he know?
Right, that's what this isn't about. This is about, he said, I'm going to do this.
No, I'm just saying that as an aside.
Yeah,
I agree.
I get it.
So,
like,
he told
the things.
Go ahead.
Well, a couple of the things that he hasn't been able to follow through on was repealing Obamacare. I mean, he's taking some whacks at it.
Yeah.
And also building the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But he's tried. He's tried hard. Yeah. So he's, you know, it's just interesting that you look at politicians, and most politicians say, when I'm elected, I'm going to do this, 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 and this.
And they don't do anything.
And how many of them actually follow through with that?
Yeah.
They don't.
They don't.
This guy, like this guy says, for better or worse, he says what he says, and he does it.
Yep. Here's something I remember he told black voters, what do you have to lose? Vote for me. And basically he said, I'll bring jobs back for you. We'll bring your spirit back. Well, unemployment in black communities has reached its lowest level ever recorded. So, and the tax reform bill had opportunity zones to try to revitalize struggling towns and inner city communities. A lot of gentrification going on around this country. A lot of it. A lot of cities are being basically rebuilt. And so with that being the case, I think there, you know, there's something to be said. It's just, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing, the way the news media handles him and what some of the facts are.
It's easy to do because he throws so many softballs to the media to right. attack him with because he's, you know, this week, horse face. Really? You got to go there?
Come on. You don't have to go there. Cut it out.
But I read a stat last week that black business startups are at the highest level since he's been in office in history.
Like I don't understand why. Like what it is about
400%.
Why is it that blacks are all assumed to be voting Democrats? Why is it that people assume, including blacks, that they ought to vote Democrat? I don't get that, frankly.
Well,
never have.
You look at most African Americans and Latinos and Asians.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get down to the nitty gritty, they are usually conservative. Mm-hmm. It's just the the benefits of the programs.
Yeah,
a lot of times that people
coming up in a moment, where some of Hitler's last relatives are living. It's 13 and change past the hour here on the DJV program.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people.
Who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
child care assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, without Jen or Victoria, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, Kara Schillen, some of Adolf Hitler's last surviving relatives have been living under the radar on Long Island for decades.
Get out.
His great nephews Alexander, Lewis, and Brian Stewart Houston, the only living descendants of Hitler on the paternal side, live lives quietly, apparently, fly American flags in the yards. There was an article this week in the Bild newspaper, a German newspaper, which came knocking at their doors.
Uh-oh.
I feel kind of bad for them. I mean, it's another reason not to go to Long Island, I guess. But what did these guys really have to do with Hitler? Nothing. And now
well,
everyone knows their name.
All of them are sons of Hitler's nephew, William Patrick Hitler, who was born in England to Hitler's half-brother, Alois Hitler Jr. Alois, who left home at 14, wound up working as a waiter in Dublin, split when Willie Hitler was young, according to the New Yorker. But Willie wound up visiting his estranged dad in Germany in 1929, where he attended a Nuremberg rally. He then returned to England, began giving interviews to the press as Hitler's English nephew, until he was summoned to Berlin to face the furious Führer, and I guess it was all history after that. So, folks on Long Island, is there any is there any privacy for anybody?
You got to wonder how they probably got found because somebody on Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
Kind of found
outed
them. Right.
Yeah.
But you got to wonder, how did their name become Houston?
Hitler?
Right.
Probably changed it around.
I would imagine.
I mean, isn't when you hear somebody named Maggie Hitler moved into your neighborhood, would you be wondering, is she or isn't she?
Absolutely. Well, so I just went to whitepages.com and I looked up the name Hitler. You got to figure.
Really?
Yeah, let's see here. Hold on a second. How many?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
Hitler.
Christopher Hitler, Jennifer Hitler, Horace Hitler, Perez Hitler, and Adolf Hitler lives in Clay, New York.
Good God.
Yeah.
What family, what mother and father would be stupid enough to name their kid Adolf Hitler?
George Davison Hitler Jr.
Unbelievable.
Adolf Hitler. Right. Paul Hitler. There's another Adolf Hitler. Another Adolf Hitler.
Another
one. Ways.
Really?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Nantucket, Massachusetts. Look out, Doug.
Really? Uh-oh. A new executive order extend early voting deadlines for Floridians, at least 8 counties there. Florida will relax some of its voting rules for residents of the counties hit hard by Hurricane Michael. Governor issued an executive order that will extend early voting deadlines for people in 8 counties in Florida along the panhandle. Early voting in Florida usually ends the weekend before elections, but the order extends it through the November 6th election itself. Also allows voters in those counties to request ballots be mailed to them at addresses different from the address in the voter registration system. Seems to make sense. Secretary of State in Florida said these changes were based on feedback from locally elected supervisors of elections, as many of these counties are still dealing. Well, that seems to make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But just make sure there's extra eyeballs down there, because that's where problems start to happen.
Right. Florida is one of the most corrupt states when it comes to, look at what happened to, what was it, the Chad?
Remember the Hanging Chads.
2000.
Yeah.
When Bush got elected by fiat instead of actually the counting of the votes. All right. That's old history. History is old, period. It's old news. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Music time in this hour, 23 and change, almost 24 actually after the hour. Let's get into Coldplay's Celebration. They have a tour to support their Head Full of Dreams live album, concert, film coming out. They want to help you if you're a fan of theirs. Relive their record-breaking A Head Full of Dreams tour for the release of a butterfly package, commemorative butterfly package, on the 7th of December. Package includes a live album, concert film, new documentary to celebrate their tour. The album, Live in Buenos Aires, recorded November 15th last year, final concert of last year's tour, 24 tracks. Live in Buenos Aires will be the first time audio from Coldplay concerts has ever been released in its entirety. The film, Live in Sao Paulo, recorded during November 8th concert, played for 5.5 million fans on that tour. Wow. Completing the butterfly package is the new A Head Full of Dreams documentary, which spans Coldplay's impressive 20-year career. The documentary will also stream exclusively through Amazon Prime Video starting the 16th of next month. Be shown at select theaters on November 14th. I actually might go see that. I think that would be interesting just to see what went on. And you know what spurred me on to do that, Richie?
What's that?
Seeing A Star is Born and realizing that the three concert shots that were a part of that movie were all done by the stars in front of the audiences at big, mega big celebrations, and they were all done in one take.
Wow.
You know that?
Wow,
that's
pretty cool.
Every one of those shots with Bradley Cooper apparently was brought out on stage at the Stagecoach, and he told the audience what he was going to do, and then they did it, and he was done in 8 minutes.
Wow.
Gaga did one in 4 minutes at the Glastonbury.
Cool.
Yeah, it really is. Gives you goosebumps to know that they're that good that they can get it done, and that Bradley Cooper actually mastered, because he used to tell people he couldn't sing, couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And so he managed to overcome that very well. Actually.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, and that's kind of what makes me, well, I like to see some of these live concerts because it's fun to see the audience and what their reactions are to some of the songs, as long as they're playing the hits. I want to see.
I don't get your fascination with Coldplay, though. He always looks, what's his name, Chris, what's his face?
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin always looks like he's got constipation on stage. Like when he's bent over and bouncing like down. Like,
I've heard he's pretty good at singing in concert, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good at singing. I'm interested in the singing, not whether he's got constipation.
I don't want to see a guy jump around on stage looking like he has to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Doesn't do anything for me.
All right, let's do the Mavis Staples story, Kara, shall we? Because this is cool. There's an Irish singer-songwriter named Hozier. I don't know. Richie, you know who Hozier is?
I do not know.
Yeah. He had huge song a few years ago. Here, I'll play a little bit. Take Me to Church.
Oh, yeah.
This song was huge a couple years ago.
Really? All right. So he has worked on a new song with Mavis Staples. And now on the Adult Alternative Song Airplay chart, the song Nina Cried Power with Mavis Staples has gone to number one. That's pretty interesting. And a fun bonus to the achievement is that Mavis Staples scores her very first solo hit, number one ever. You remember the Staples Singers and all the hits that they had? Well, she has been on her own for the last, what, 7-8 years? Kind of. She's been in any number of... She's just like this. She's 78 years old. 79, something like close to 80.
Yeah.
And she's out there...
Go get it, Mavis.
Working it. She's doing all right.
Go get it.
Mavis Staples in the focus here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. It may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
Staples knows what you want for your business. You want to save time. You want to save space. You want to save money. You want the HP LaserJet Pro M29W printer from Staples. It prints fast, saving time. It's the smallest in its class, saving space. And now, during Staples' printing event, the HP M29W is $20 off, saving you money. Save time, save space, save money at Staples.
Ends 10/27/18. Restrictions may apply. See associate or staples.com/printing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Saudis have said a whole bunch of crap that's not right, accurate, or true. We know that, and we need to have some shared principles about what we're trying to get done if we ally with them.
Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on CNN's State of the Union, he says the Saudi Arabian government needs to detail what in the world happened in relation to the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi's got a lot of explaining to do. I think everything should be on the table.
Khashoggi, last seen on security video walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Where his body is remains a mystery.
The cover stories from the Saudis are a mess. You don't bring a bone saw to an accidental fist fight.
Lots of lottery money on the line this week. Tuesday night, the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion. The Powerball at $620 million Wednesday night after not one ticket hits in months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
About 34 after the hour, big time voice of Big Time Doug on Big Time Radio. Big Time Rich is here. Big Time Kara.
Hey now.
At your service. Yeah. Okay, so would you be surprised to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that the top 3% of U.S. taxpayers paid the majority, the vast majority of income taxes last year?
No, I would not.
After October 15th, when all of the filings are finally due, the president filed his income tax return, I filed mine. I don't know when you filed yours, Richie, but you got to have all the money on April 15th. But
right,
if you have a complicated tax return, it sometimes takes a long time to put all the pieces together. So now that the numbers are actually in for last year, again, the stat suggests strongly that all those people who whine and cry,
the top 1% is getting all of the tax breaks.
Yeah, sorry.
It's because they pay most of the taxes.
Right. So, anyway, biggest revenue source, obviously, your taxes, individual income taxes. And last year, the individual income tax I think it's 1.7, 1.8 trillion, about half of all the federal revenues. Still not enough to pay the bill, although Trump said he was going to, what was his promise about the debt and stuff? Whatever it was, it's gone. That's one of the promises that hasn't seen fruition.
Well, you make the tax cuts, but then you have to make the spending cuts to match the tax cuts.
Yeah.
And that's what they need to do now.
They haven't done that. So anyway, 140 million taxpayers who reported income of $10 trillion. I'm looking at some of that, trying to figure out this chart here. This is an article in Bloomberg Magazine. Oh, by the way, we're not supposed to... one of my gurus, I probably should know this, having been on the air as long as I have been, that we are supposed to take credit for the information that we present to you. We're not supposed to give credit to magazines, newspapers, TV shows. This is our information. I don't know where we're supposed to have gotten it from, but anyway.
Because we have such a huge staff to go out and do all
that's
this.
That's it. Right. We got the staff on the job.
Yeah.
Anyway, the top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes. That is 37%. The bottom 90% paid 30%. So 37% of all the income the government has taken in come from the top 1%. Get that? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So over a third of all the income comes from 1% of the taxpayers, and 30%, less than a third of the income, comes from the bottom 90%. All right? So then the rest of the other
9%. So the rest of it comes from us.
The other 9%. Yeah,
right.
Right. Exactly.
Because we're not in the bottom 30, and we're not in the top 1 or 3.
No.
So, yeah. So we pay the rest of it.
Yeah. In other words, the top 50% of all taxpayers, individual taxpayers, paid 97% of the income taxes. So the bottom 50% paid 3%. Come on. But it's fair. I just am tired of people whining. Richie, there are 1,400 taxpayers paying over 4% of all income taxes. Think about that. There are 1,400 taxpayers.
Right. Out of 300 million people.
4%. Yeah. 1,400 taxpayers pay almost 4% of the income taxes. All right?
So the argument there will be, well, why should those people get all the money? Why should they get all the income? 1,400 people getting all that amount of income, they should spread it out. There shouldn't be this low 30%. Some of those people should give some of their money to the low 30% so that we have more equality of income.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Rich. Aye. And then...
It's not fair, Doug.
No, Richie, it's not. I'm tired of all of this. There's so much sort of glowering. Is there a word? Glowering. I like that word, even if it's not a word.
There is now.
Yeah. The attention paid to Trump. We were talking earlier about his accomplishments or promises, and then the economic boom being part of it. Even though there is this economic boom, and it's been felt by Hispanics and Black Americans, white Americans, it's been felt by everybody. Even that, though, is not enough to give Trump a positive television image. 92% of the stories on television news last week were negative about Trump. 92%.
Sure.
I'm not a fan. For me, I would like to see somebody who's doing what he does, who has the demeanor of Paul Ryan, doing what he does. I mean, and some
That's
people say to me when
do.
I have that conversation is, well, he couldn't get some of this stuff done if he wasn't of the personality that he is. And that's probably true to a point. What did you just say?
That's exactly true. I would love nothing more than Trump to become Oz, where he sits behind the curtain and just pulls the strings.
Yeah.
And somebody like Orion sits up front and says all the nice things that we want to hear.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, Richie and I are going to focus here on some things. I know this is going to bug some of you because we're not even at Halloween yet. But there are a lot of people, like it or not, who are already out looking for holiday toys, holiday gifts. And so the tips begin with some of this year's holiday must-haves coming up right after this.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
So what's in store for us? 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Latest toys and bikes and that sort of thing. Oh, my God, we're talking about this already? Trey Bodge is an accomplished and relatable lifestyle journalist, commentator specializing in smart shopping, personal finance, shopping, parenting, that sort of thing. So let's get to the best buys here. Trey here to discuss the toys. Do you feel strange talking about this stuff this early, or are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it because I think about holiday all year long.
Do you?
This is my big busy season, and yeah, so I've been thinking about this for months, so I'm really excited to actually be talking about it.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things. I sort of hinted that you have the scoop on some of the ride-on toys, and the reason I start with that is because I actually have been, I have a four-year-old, or it will be a Christmas, four-year-old grandson. And because I'm a farmer, I was trying to find him a ride-on tractor that was self-powered, and I can't find one. I can find cars for a couple of hundred bucks, that are self-powered. Is that unusual? That first time I ever, maybe it's because I'm looking for them, but have they been around for a while, Trey, or are they new?
Yeah, well, you know, they've been around for a while, but they improve every year. And so Huffy has one that's the RC Monster Truck, which might be fun for you, and because it's the perfect size for your grandson. It's a two-in-one toy, too, because it's a ride-on toy, but it also transitions really easily to a radio-controlled vehicle just by pulling up the steering wheel. And so it's a lot of fun to play with and so much play value.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It goes forward and backward. And so there's so much fun to be had with that one. And then there's another one more for the girls. There's the Disney Princess Royal Horse and Carriage, which has a lot of play value, too. She's got storage for her toys and an area to put her drink, and that one goes forward and backward. And then if you're looking for that classic bike, Huffy has an easy-build bike that is comes out of the box. It takes just a minute to put it together. It's so easy, and it's easy to grow with your child, very easy to adjust and assemble, and comes in all different styles and sizes. So in terms of ride-on toys and toys with wheels, I think these toys from Huffy are going to be really hot this holiday season.
Trey, what's the horsepower on that monster truck?
The monster truck is 12. Well, it has a 12-volt battery, and it goes 2.5 miles per hour when you're riding on, and then 5 miles per hour when you're using the radio control.
They don't make them big enough for you, Richie. Your butt's too big.
I got some tools.
Not big enough for you, unfortunately, but for your grandson, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Huffy, it's interesting. I haven't heard about the Huffy brand for a long time. I used to have a Huffy bike.
My daughter
has a Huffy. It's kind of nice to see or hear that they're that they didn't go anywhere, but they're as prominent as they are now, Trey.
Oh, they really are. I mean, they've been around for 125 years, and really their specialty is fun and ease and reliability and quality. And what's great about these toys that I'm talking about is that you have that big, exciting box under the tree. Your child opens it, and it takes just minutes to get that toy up and running for your child. And also with the battery-operated toys, they come with a rechargeable battery. So it's not like you're scrambling around looking for the right battery and replacing them when they run out.
You
just plug that right back in and recharge, and then your child can get right back into the fun.
Hallelujah, sister, because let me tell you something. Doug, you've done this where you're under the tree having to put together 87 pieces for a Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Or you have to wait for the battery to charge. It'll only take 6 more hours.
Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, that's what I recommend for parents is ease of use, no hassle. So finding a toy that you can get the kids up and running and playing really quickly and, like you said, not spending the whole night before assembling that toy or doing it while your child's sitting there saying, is my toy ready yet?
Right.
So I really like these for that ease of use.
What are the costs of some of these? What price points do we have that are going to make these more attractive, Trey?
Well, the RC Monster Truck is $99, and because it's a two-in-one toy, it is of great value. And that's something else that I like about Huffy, too, is because they are affordable but also so well-built.
So the question, that's always the question, frankly, for me. You buy these things, you put them together, and they go out in the driveway, and in 5 minutes they're broken, and you can't find the parts to fix them. And just so the thrill of opening the package and getting excited about using it, quickly the luster is lost because the stuff is junk.
That's true, and that's why I like a legacy brand like this with Huffy, because you know they've been around for so long that you can really rely on those toys.
All right, a few seconds on other trends that will be big this season, you think?
Yeah, so I think anything dinosaur-related, Star Wars is going to be big, anything animatronic, which requires lots of batteries, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the YouTube unboxing trend, anything with a reveal, anything with a surprise element, and then STEM toys, so educational toys, but that are also fun, will be really hot this holiday season.
All right, good. There's an update for us to be thinking about anyway. Trey Bodge here discussing toys for this season, 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To mess around with cars with our auto expert, Nick Miles, website ourautoexpert.com. He's here to figure out what's going on as the Wall Street outlook for car makers and suppliers seems to be taking a hit because of the situation with China. I think that's the case too, Nick, with I'm always cleaning up old things on my farm. The price of steel had gone up, or scrap metal had gone up. I don't know where it is now, but I'm told it's gone down because of the trade war. And a lot of the cars, by the way, today, I wonder if you've ever done a study of that. How much of the new cars are made from things that are recycled, scrap, old metal?
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that are very proud of that, in fact, or organic materials as well. I know Ford uses soy foam inside their seats, which, you know, is an American product. So farmers in the Southeast are growing soy, and they're using that and the foam of their seats. They were sort of one of the pioneers of that. But scrap, you know, a lot of times it's safety, integrity. They want to use new steel. They want to use new aluminum because there's always questions about how safe it is in cars. I'm pretty sure it's fine, but at the same time, it's always good to use raw steel and new raw aluminum when you build something that you're going to put your family inside.
Yeah, from what I've been told, doesn't make any difference. Once they melt it down and they clean whatever it is that's in it out of it, that could be a problem. Who knows? But what's going on? What's the impact of the Chinese situation other than Wall Street not liking it?
Well, at this point, you know, everybody was predicting what would happen. There was million one different forecasts of what would happen. But it's now really making an effect because companies like Morgan Stanley are saying things are going to get tougher for car companies to make cars. Things are going to get tougher for them to actually make profits just because of some of these little things. It's like that butterfly effect, right? A butterfly flaps its wings in the Bahamas and a hurricane hits the East Coast. It's the sort of knock-on effect that'll happen over time. And they're saying, which is, it's more important than the actual what's happening, but Morgan Stanley saying it's cut its forecast. It thinks it's going to be much harder to reach those sales products. And it's not just China, Doug. It's also the fact that we've oversaturated the American market. We've been selling 18 million cars to Americans.
Yeah, and well, the Chinese, with the weakness there, their economy is not going to be, and they were a big new market for American cars. So yeah, that's understandable. This week,
you've got to look at things. You've got to look at things like Cadillac, though, because Cadillac sell 80% of their cars in China, and if that door closes, it's a sort of a brand. So a Buick, the same way Buick sell 80% of their cars in China. If the China door closes for American car companies, it could be goodbye Buick.
Really? Oh my God!
Yeah.
That's not happy news, is it? Not at all. All right, so speaking of not happy news, this week I came across a 2008 Ford 450 with one of those six engines in it that has blown a piston, 160,000 miles on it. I can't imagine that Ford kept doing that. And this is insight because Ford and the 150, the gas engine trucks, yada, yada, they're fine. For the guy that doesn't know any better. But people who are serious truck users like me want a diesel engine in anything bigger than a 350. And I can't find one in a late model, or at least I can't with Ford, so I'm going to go to GM because their diesel engine is much better. But I don't understand how Ford could keep putting those engines that they knew were no good and kill the value of the bigger Ford trucks year after year after year. I'm talking about like 6 years worth of those trucks. Junk. Yeah, they got a diesel.
What it comes down to is people like you that know, right? So you know that they're no good, and it's a bean counter thing. So the guys at Ford sit there going, all right, how much would it cost us to fix it, and how much would it cost us to correct it? And they work through that, and they decide not to do it. Whereas the sort of moral inner person in us says we should never put a product out which is any way, shape, or form not 100%. Not super familiar with that engine, but they're not. They wouldn't be the first company to make decisions based on their financial pocket about how it affects the consumer.
Speaking of the Fords and the Chevys, they ducked out of the Texas truck rodeo, gave it all to Dodge. That tells you something.
Yeah, in fact, under sort of privacy or on deep cover, Chevy have told me that they don't compete where they're not going to win. And so ultimately, they have pulled out of the Texas truck rodeo for the last 3 years. Ford pulled out this year, which basically left the Ram 1500 on top of the pile. So what that says to me is that both of them knew they couldn't win. It's kind of like, why turn up to the Olympics if you can't take the gold medal? Yeah. And it's sad that they've done that, but ultimately, what it tells me is the Ram 1500 is probably the best truck in America.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. The Ram, as long as you don't get an automatic transmission in the damn thing, get a diesel Cummins engine and a standard transmission, you got a great truck. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.